In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. A little boy was born in New York City, 1946, the son of a Ukrainian Jewish mother, an Italian immigrant father. Complications during delivery resulted in a forceps accident which severed a nerve cluster in the baby's face. This little boy came into the world with paralysis on the lower left side of his face, including his lips and his tongue. So he grew up with a sag on the left side of his face and a severe speech impediment. His parents were so overwhelmed, and not to mention ashamed, they sent him away to a special home for, to be nice, less intelligent children. He lived there from ages 1 to 5, until he was ready to begin school. In school, this boy was bullied mercilessly, and not just by his classmates. Teachers assumed he was stupid and treated him so. His middle school guidance counselor told his parents, "He'll never amount to more than an elevator operator." Those vintage elevators, close the gate, pull the lever. That's all they saw in him. In 10th grade, his teachers, mind you, voted this boy most likely to end up in the electric chair. He suffered chronic depression and was frequently ill. One day he was sitting outside his school, hopeless and suicidal. Teacher came by, who happened to be the drama coach, and encouraged him to try out for the school play. The boy resisted. "Just another opportunity to be humiliated," he said. But the teacher insisted, "Everyone is welcome. Everyone is included in my theater program." Reluctantly, the boy tried out for the play. And in spite of his speech impediment and facial paralysis, he discovered a love and a talent for acting. He was good. He was really good. And more than that, he discovered a small community and a leader who could see past his disabilities to the human being within. Now, this young man eventually graduated from the University of Miami with a degree in fine arts and drama. And he did okay for himself career-wise. In fact, some of you may recognize his name, Sylvester Stallone. A cultural icon who might not be here if a single theater coach and a small group of peers hadn't been able to see past a sagging face and a speech impediment. In today's gospel reading, Jesus encounters 10 people with leprosy. And until we understand the devastation those with leprosy faced, we can't really catch the depth of this encounter. I mean, in modern medicine, leprosy is called Hansen's disease, and we know how it spread, and we have treatments that can cure it. Back then, not so much. Leprosy is a horrible, painful skin disease. Left untreated, it can cause permanent disabilities, including muscle atrophy, crippling of hands and feet, and blindness. Almost as bad, maybe as bad, maybe worse, was how people with leprosy were treated. A person with leprosy was cast out of all community, including their family. They could have no interaction with anyone except others with the same disease. No work, no shopping, could never have a family of their own, no friends. They'd get no comfort from a religious community because you were banned from the synagogue, all because of something outside of your control. And worst of all, everyone believed it was God's punishment on you for a hidden sin. You had lost favor with God Almighty, your source of life. And we've got a dehumanizing term for you. You're not a person with leprosy. You're a leper. A term that will forever remind you, you're not like us. You're different. You're one of those. It was a miserable, lonely, despair-filled, and heartbreaking life. And yet this is the situation Jesus comes to encounter. This is the world that Jesus enters. And this Advent, again, as I mentioned last week, we turn to the letter to the Ephesians, where today Tam read for us this proclamation. Jesus Christ is our peace. He made two separate things become one and broke down the middle wall of separation. Jesus is peace. He made two separate things become one and tore down the middle wall of separation. This is the purpose of the incarnation of the Son of God, to tear down walls of separation. That's what we are celebrating this Nativity. First and foremost, it is our alienation from God that Jesus breaks down. Remember when Jesus was crucified and the curtain separating the Holy of Holies was torn in two, and the wall became torn down between God and humanity. God becomes fully united with his creation. Two things that were separate become one. In Jesus, two natures are united, God and humanity. And through Jesus, a whole lot of other walls are torn down. Sickness from health. Outcasts from community. Jew from Gentile. Foreigner becomes neighbor. Sin is united to redemption. Suffering is united to healing. Sorrow is united to hope. Death is united to life. This is the purpose of Christ coming to Bethlehem, to tear down the walls of separation. And we see this already at work well before the cross, throughout the Lord's time on earth. In the healing of these 10 people with leprosy, Jesus saw past the wall of disease to the humanity within. But just think of the walls torn down in that one act for these 10 people. The wall between sickness and health. The wall between isolation and community just torn down. Even religious walls, they were sent to the priests. They were immediately sent to the representatives of God, and they would no longer be seen as punished by God, and they would be welcomed back into the synagogue. And of course, Jesus being God in the flesh, God is already mingling with love and kindness directly among them. God has come to these people, God with us. The healing of these 10 people with leprosy is way more than the healing of the body. It's a tearing down of walls of our entire being, of all the horrible and inhumane barriers that come as the result of sin. And that grace Jesus showed continues with us today if we let it, if we let it. It came through a theater coach in a small community of peers when they saw past the sagging face and speech impediment of a suicidal teen named Sylvester. And this grace comes to you anytime someone sees your humanity past whatever you're dealing with. And this grace of tearing down walls works through you whenever you see past any of the inhumane divisions that separate us. And anytime you bring love to the image of God within another soul. Amen.